This is the Triple R Midday News with Ali Johnson,
Maggie Coggan
and Hayley Elg.
Hurricane Irma has blazed a trail of destruction through Florida, leaving more than 3 million local residents without power. The storm is moving north up the west coast of the Florida Peninsula, with sustained winds reaching 175 kilometres an hour. Forecasters predict the eye of the Category 2 storm will move through Tampa Bay in coming hours.
A climate expert has warned the destruction of Hurricane Irma is linked to the impact of climate change. Professor Ian Simmons from Melbourne University's School of Earth Sciences says the cost of an action on climate change is immense.
From the scientific point of view, the experts that have been studying climate and climate variability for many decades, perhaps we can say that the government is not really listening to that best advice, and the cost of inaction is going to be immense.
The Greens are calling on the Australian government to take in 20,000 Rohingya refugees who have fled escalating violence in Myanmar. Greens leader Richard Di Natale says Australia should offer permanent visas to the victims of the humanitarian crisis. This comes after Foreign Minister Julie Bishop pledged $5 million in support for Myanmar and neighbouring Bangladesh.
A new study has found cyclists are suffering more serious injuries from road crashes than ever before. The study, published by the Australian Medical Journal, shows bike riders are the only road users to experience an increase in serious injuries, going up 8% each year from 2007. Stephen Hodge from the Australian Cycling Promotion Foundation says there are multiple reasons for the rise.
Many of the serious accidents occur when cars or trucks turn across in the path of cyclists. So there are issues there with a lack of, you know, trucks have visibility problems for things in their immediate vicinity, but also it's just a lack of awareness sometimes that there could be a cyclist riding along the side of the road.
The Construction, Forestry, Mining and Energy Union is calling for compulsory training about asbestos for all tradespeople. A recent study by Curtin University in Perth found that 3 out of 4 tradespeople cannot identify the material. The union's Dave Noonan says the government needs to mandate training in the sector.
Asbestos is widely found in the built environment with buildings built up to the 80s, but also we see it in clean fill. It's a deadly product which causes fatal cancers such as mesothelioma. For the protection of construction workers and of the public, we're calling on federal and state governments to immediately introduce provisions in their construction codes that mandate the training of all construction workers in asbestos identification.
Today marks the 16th anniversary of the September 11 terror attacks on the United States. Almost 3,000 people died in the attacks on Washington and New York, and the impact on many first responders is still being felt today. 7,000 first responders are listed on the World Trade Center Health Registry, with illnesses directly related to their work at the time.
Ecologists are encouraging people to really embrace kangaroo meat after a cull in South Australia. Officials say there are almost 5 million roos in South Australia's commercial harvesting zones. Culling has been underway to protect other animal species as well as the wider environment. Adelaide University researcher David Payton says there are many ways to use the meat to prevent waste.
Kangaroo meat's really a good quality meat. It's probably better than the Neisserian mammal meat that we might otherwise consume. And to some extent, it seems a massive waste to just be removing animals from a system and then not using those for other purposes. As much as it might irk many of us to say we shouldn't be killing an icon species, we actually have to do it if we're going to look after the very fabric that supports them.
And now to sport. Rafael Nadal has won his third US Open, defeating first-time finalist Kevin Anderson in 3 straight sets. The world number one has had an outstanding year, having won the French Open in June and been runner-up at the Australian Open. It's Nadal's 16th Grand Slam win of his career.
To the weather, partly cloudy today with a chance of showers in the afternoon, a top of 19 degrees. Rain easing tomorrow, 18 degrees, a few showers on Wednesday and 16 degrees. This has been Triple R Midday News with Ali Johnson,
Maggie Coggan
and Hayley Elg.